Interview with a baseball cap.
Hello, Mr. Cap. How are you?
I'm exhausted, darling. You cannot imagine how busy life is when you're the world's most popular hat. Oh, my God. I'm on so many heads. It's crazy. So many heads. I think that I may be more popular than hair. Yes, hair. It's flattering, naturally, but I do my best to be humble. In reality, I'm still the same simple hat that I was in the beginning.
Can you tell us about the early years?
Are you asking how old I am? That's so impolite. Let's just say that I have passed the 150 mark, but not by a lot. Of course, I looked very different when I was younger. It took almost 100 years of baseball for me to get the ideal shape that I have today. It was a lot of work, I have to say, but it was certainly worth it. Since the 1950s, there has been no stopping me.
That's true. After all, you're not just a baseball cap now, are you?
Absolutely not. I mean, seriously, I love baseball players, and the sport will always have a special place for me. But as I've matured, I've explored my potential. Farmers, for instance, they were the first non-athletes to love me. Then truckers. And at some point, I just became universally adored. Men, women, soldiers, police, rappers, astronauts. I've done it all.
Why do you think you're so successful?
I think it's because I'm modest. I'm not high fashion, although all the big designers have versions of me, of course. When you put me on your head, you are saying that you are one of the people. Look at politics. All the U.S. presidents wear baseball caps in public now. I give them authenticity. They need what I have. Other hats are just too hatty, don't you think?